Recorded.
Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, it's Danny Rodriguez.
Okay.
And the phone number is 530-631-5624.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Hi, Danny, can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, Danny?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate?
Yes. I'm sorry, I don't understand what that word is.
What word?
Criteria? Stipulate?
Participate.
No. I guess the phone was, I want to participate.
Perfect. Okay. And did you already have an attorney helping you with this matter at all?
No.
Okay. So you haven't signed paperwork with another legal agency for this?
Nothing.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And was it yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was myself.
I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you remember by any chance the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's?
The subtype? Mm-hmm. I know I had the B-cell lymphoma. I had it in my neck, non-Hodgkin's, but I'm not sure, the subtype. Forget. Go and look at the medical records at the hospital.
Was that, I know you mentioned something about a B-cell lymphoma, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it might have been the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
You know, I couldn't say unless I looked at my medical records.
Okay. No worries. We can always update that later on. Okay. And was this your only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis to date?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, and when was it that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, I would say, approximately at the age of 27, 28. December. No, it was like December. Yeah, 2021, December. About 26, 27.
Okay, so around December 2021.
Yeah.
Okay. And where did you mostly use the Roundup? Was this at home?
I used it at home.
Okay. Home. Do you still remember the home address of where you sprayed it?
Home address. Yeah, it was 6433 Gray Lot.
Okay. 6433, you said Gray Lot?
Yeah, Graylock Lane.
Okay.
North Highland.
Okay. Just one second. Do you know if anyone else also used the spray, maybe was affected by it?
There's a lot of people that have been affected by it. I'm not sure. My father could have been. My grandfather.
Okay.
They actively used it.
Okay.
They get sometimes too, and nothing diagnosed. They don't like going to the doctors, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you said they have some symptoms or they get kind of ill every now and then?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Okay, and do you have a birth certificate?
A birth certificate? I don't. I mean, I'm sure I do, but I'd have to go and get it from the hospital.
Yeah, no worries.
I ordered it online.
And how many years did you use the Roundup, do you know?
Yeah, about 5.
Okay. Sprayed 5 years, and how often was this? Like a couple times a month, every week?
No, it was like several times a week, maybe like 5 to 6 times a week.
Okay, like 5 times a week on average. And I know it is a little redundant, yeah, but I just need a yes or no. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the phone that we're speaking on, remind me, is this a smartphone?
Yeah, it's a smartphone.
Okay, great. And are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay, great. Now, I am again required to ask, have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B
no.
or C, any arthritis or diabetes?
No.
Okay. How about any cancer requiring therapy other than this one? Any organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
That's good. Do you know of any family history of cancer?
I don't.
Okay. And I have your name here is Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, is that right?
That's correct.
Is that your full name?
Yes.
Okay.
Danny Felix Rodriguez.
Okay. And Felix, that was F-E-L-I-X?
Correct.
Okay, and then Rodriguez I have here as R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
G-U-E-Z.
Perfect. Okay, and Danny, are you a junior? Do you have any suffix?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Just Danny.
Great, and can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And your date of birth?
8/28/94.
Okay, so that was again 8/28/1994.
Mhm.
Okay, and your social?
604-78-3029.
Okay, again that was
604-78-3029. Mhm.
Okay, and what was your marital status, Danny?
My marital status?
Mm-hmm. Like single, married, divorced?
I don't have one. Yeah, okay. Single.
Okay. And how did you learn the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? How did you know that they were related? Was this like a commercial you saw? Maybe someone let you know?
I've seen so many of those commercials, and I finally just picked up the phone because I was like, I've used that so much.
Yeah. Of course. And when was it that you saw that commercial? Was this recently?
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Okay. Like, was it this year, for example?
Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. My phone, like, automatically, like, switched over to another number that was calling. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'm sorry. What was the question? It totally just cut me off.
Just when you saw, when did you see that commercial on TV? How did you make that, or when did you find out that they were connected?
I'm not too sure. I mean, sometime this year, or maybe like the end of last year.
Okay.
Somewhere in between that time.
I would just put like in the beginning of this year as an estimate. Okay. And what was your height, Danny?
It sounds about right. My height?
Mm-hmm.
5'3".
Okay. And do you know your weight?
My weight is 120 pounds.
Okay. And do you have an email address that you use?
Yeah, it's lilezdecem, which is L-I-L-E-Z-D-E-C-E MB, like Lil as December, the first part of December. So
Okay,
Lil
yeah.
as December.
And that was at Gmail?
At Gmail.
Okay. So then that was Lil, the letter E as in egg, Z as in zebra, and then Decemb, like December without the E and ER at the end, and then that's at gmail.com.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I believe the person that transferred you gave me the phone number 530-631-5624. Is this the best number to reach you?
Yes, that is.
Okay. Great. Okay, so if you use the Roundup like 5 times a week, that would average out to about like 20 times a month. Okay.
Okay.
And again, it is redundant, but did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, it is redundant, but did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? Yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Okay, sounds good. And when did you start spraying Roundup? Was this like 2015, around that time?
It was around 2015, 2016.
Okay.
So 5 years.
Yeah, about. Was the last time that you sprayed it in 2021?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna put that you started around 2016, since that would be 5 years, and then you stopped
Right.
2021. Do you remember the time of year? Was it also in December when you stopped?
No, I stopped like, it's so hard to remember sometimes. I would say like, yeah, I mean, it was about the same time.
Okay. Yeah,
I
let's
mean,
just.
more specifically, the time I stopped, I mean, I think it was like in spring, like
Okay.
March 2021, yeah,
March
around March.
2021. Okay, sounds good. And why did you stop using the Roundup? I'm assuming you got some symptoms, is that right?
I did.
Yeah. And I'm sorry about that. Do you remember how it was that you applied it? They have a hand sprayer and a backpack spray. Was it like the hand one that it comes with?
Applied. It was.
Okay. And now they have a concentrated that you have to add water to, and they have a pre-mix that's ready to use. Do you remember which one of those that was?
I would use the spray bottle type, just like the weed killer. Sometimes it was pre-mixed, but a lot of times it was just sprayed. It was like honestly a combination of both of them.
Okay.
We used heavily,
Yeah, no worries. And when you
but
did spray,
mostly mixed, mostly mixed.
okay. And when you did spray, did you ever use any protective gear, any, glasses, gloves,
No,
masks?
I never, I don't know. I never really thought of it, I guess. Which is
Right.
stupid, but
Well, no, I mean they don't
I just never
advertise the
thought of it.
dangers of it, so it's really not anyone's fault. You wouldn't assume to. So that's completely fine. And
Yeah.
when you did spray it, Danny, was this around the house, like for example, the garden, the yard, the fence line? Can you give specifics?
I did it in the garden area, backyard area. I mean, pretty much like I loved it. Probably the front yard. I don't know, but now, given everything that's happened,
Yeah.
it's a lot to deal with.
Of course. So it was like the garden, backyard, front yard. And you said this was in North Highlands, California. So was it just used in California?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I've been on like trips and helped people before with like their gardens and stuff, but
Okay.
mostly
But
in
it was
California.
primarily in California. Okay. And the first time you were ever exposed to it, was this at your house?
It was, yes, at my house.
Okay. Okay, now I am going to do some math here. It says, obviously, if you sprayed for about 20 times a month, that would be, let's see here, about 240 times a year. And obviously, if you use that for about 5 years, it looks like it would be about 1,200 times in total. Now, it might sound like a lot, but this is including small touch-ups here and there, that kind of thing. Does this sound somewhat accurate to you, Danny?
It does, it does.
Okay, okay. And did you ever spray near a water well?
Near a water well? I'm sure I have.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% like sure about it. If I did, I'm trying to remember. I sprayed near a water well. I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
And maybe near like my own like.
Do you get your water from a well, or is it like city water?
No, it's just like the city.
Yeah, sounds good. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, Agent Orange?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay, no worries. And do you remember where you got the Roundup? Maybe Home Depot, Walmart?
Yeah, I believe it was the Home Depot.
Okay, a local one?
Yeah, the Home Depot, but I mean, yeah, other places too, but mostly that Home Depot was right there.
Okay, no worries. And do you have receipts of any purchases, any proof of a purchase at all?
That's probably, if I looked around hard enough, I'm sure I could find it somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a somewhere, but not off the top of my head, I don't.
Okay, that's okay. It's not required, so on here, I'm going to put no. That way, they're not demanding the receipts in case you can't find any. If you can, you could just let them know, and it'll just, you know, help the case, but it's not required, so it's okay. Do you have any Roundup in your possession? Any at home?
I do not have any Roundup. I hope I don't.
Okay, yeah, we hope not. Okay, and Danny, have you ever smoked at all?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
I am not. Sometimes I'm still dealing with, like, some lingering symptoms. They're not, like, tragically bad or anything, but, like, they're just bad enough to keep me, like, off my A game. And I'm trying to also find work, too, but also try to juggle some of the – it's mostly a lot of, like – and not just the physical, like, lingering, like, smaller symptoms or whatever, but also it's just a lot of things that have happened that is, like, in my – mind still, you know, it's in the back of my mind.
Yeah, and what kind of symptoms are those? Do you have any, I know really common is shortness of breath, chest pains, any trouble sleeping,
right,
anything like
those
that?
Those are like the types of like the main ones that I had. They've gotten better, but then at the same time, they're still like, you know, they still stick around. It's just the way it is. Like, other things have lingering effects.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know, if you don't mind me asking, you don't have to share, Danny, but do you have any other mental tolls? I know it can cause a lot of stress, anxiety, that kind of thing.
Right. No, not that I can think of. Nothing that is, like, blaring.
Okay. Okay, well, that's really good to hear. Okay, and did you ever lose any time away from work because, you know, you were getting treatment or anything related to the non-Hodgkin's?
Yes, I've done that quite a few times.
Okay. And was that throughout the years, or was it in 2021 that you were unable to work, or 2022 maybe?
Yeah, I believe it was like 2022.
And how long were you out of work because of it?
It was never like a long, long stretch. I try. I'm the type of person, I will push myself and it's not good.
Yeah.
But there was times where I was like completely out of work for, you know, days at a time. And...
Okay. So in total, how much would you say? Like a couple months or less than that?
Like altogether, I guess I could say maybe like 2 months. 3 months. Probably more. I'm very prideful, so I don't even like to say it.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. So about 2 months in total, and this is because symptoms and treatments and that sort of thing.
Yes. Sorry, I don't even like talking about my work situation. I love to work, and
yeah.
Right now.
No, and I understand. Yeah. I understand. Do you know if you've ever been in the military or involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. And have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation claims or filed bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than any minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, for example, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Now, do you know the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
The doctor, Kayla?
Okay. Kayla, do you know their last name? Or was that?
Well, it was Dr. No. Yeah, that was their last name. Let me see. Dr. John Kayla. Dr. John Kayla.
Okay.
His name.
Let's see here. And what hospital was this in?
This was Mercy San Juan. I'm sorry. I feel like we already answered these like three times now. I know that you have to ask the questions, but I'm just.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I know. Also, the person that transferred you, I know they took a lot of the information, but they don't transfer everything. So I do apologize if it's a little.
Oh,
redundant.
Okay.
Yeah, they really
no,
just
no,
give
that's
us
fine.
Like
I
the
just,
basic. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now I see. Let's see. I'm looking for the doctor's name. I see, you said it was Kaylin, like K-A-Y-L-E-N.
No, Kaylith, like K-A-I-L-A-T-H. Kaylith, or Kayla.
Oh, I see.
Can't really pronounce it. Yeah.
I see. Okay, so I see a John, K-A-I-L-A-T-H. Yes, and this is in California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, you said it was in the Merced San Juan Hospital.
Mercy, San Juan, yes.
Okay. Oh, I see. The Mercy San Juan Medical Center. This was where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yes.
Okay. And was it the same doctor as well?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Okay, it's just going to take me 1 second to transfer this information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and do you have, again, the medical records that indicate the diagnosis type?
I had to go get them at the hospital or something. Yeah,
okay, but the
they're
hospital
there.
Has them. Okay, sounds good.
They do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of treatment did you receive? Was this chemotherapy, immunotherapy?
Chemotherapy.
Okay, chemotherapy. And was there any radiation or any surgeries involved?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I know we already went through these.
I'm sorry. Again, is the 6433 Greylock Lane, is this address still up to date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you started treatment, again, right around when you were diagnosed, is that right?
Yes. I started treatment. Maybe I started treatment. I've said this so many times. And it still gives me trouble. 2021, around December.
Okay. Around December. No worries. Again, estimates are completely fine. It's just so our the law firm has an idea of when to look for medical records, but even within the year should be fine for them. But I will put just around December of 2021 as an estimate. No, we do require, before I do let you go, an emergency contact, just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Emergency contact. I really don't like getting out emergency contact information, but
again, we're not going to contact these people unless we don't typically contact them.
Yeah, and that's like an emergency, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you my grandma's number. It's 916.
Mm-hmm.
544-3775.
Perfect. Okay. And what was your grandma's full name?
Carmela Rodriguez.
Okay. Carmela Rodriguez. Perfect. Okay, so what I am going to do now is I'm just going to go over super briefly the information. I just want to make sure that we really do have it right so we don't have to redo this, okay? I have your, let's see, your name, Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, middle name, Felix, last name, Rodriguez. I have your social as 604-783-029, and your date of birth as August 28th of 1994. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And again, you were diagnosed and treated at the Mercy San Juan Medical Center. And again, you received chemotherapy and some radiation, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to prepare a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, actually I am.
Perfect. Okay, so what I am going to do, like I said, I was just going to go over the information super briefly. I should be able to get that out to you in just a second. Do you want that to your email or your text messages?
You can send it to text.
Okay. And again, that's 530-631.
Uh-huh. Email, I'm sorry, email.
Okay, no worries. Again, the email is lileezdecemb@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now I did just send that. Let me know when you do receive that, okay, Danny?
All right. Got it. Okay, I agree to you, Danny Felix Rodriguez. Contingent fee claims for operation. Okay. All right, I'm going to sign this right here. That was really bad drawing, but okay.
That's okay.
All right. They give you the option to draw or type your signature.
Mm.
I drew it with my finger, but it didn't come out that great, but it fits me.
Yeah, that's fine. Again, it doesn't have to be pretty.
I'm looking for the next one. Where is Simon? I don't see another one of those. Am I only signing once? Or, oh, wait. Remember initials? Hello?
I'm still here.
Are you there? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This music got really loud out here. I'm in this parking lot, and it's really loud right now.
No worries. I'll let you know. Do you have any trouble signing the DocuSign, or you're still? filing that
out. No, I'm just doing it. I finished it now.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. Oh yes, I just received it. Okay, perfect. Now, Danny, while I have you on the line, I'm gonna send out a text message, to this again. This 5 number, is that the right one?
530-6313-5634.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to send out a text message. It's going to have my contact information, the law firm's contact information. Within the next 48 hours, they're going to reach out and they're going to just verify some information with you. After those 48 hours or once they call, that'll mean that they have your information in their system. And then in that case, if you have any case-specific questions or inquiries, you can reach out to them. If you have any concerns, anything before then, you can always reach back out to me from the number that I texted you, and I'd be more than happy to help. Before I do let you go, Danny, do you have any questions for me?
No, that's it.
Okay, sounds good. Well, besides that, thank you so much for your time, Danny. I hope you have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Of course, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.